Look at this guy, come on. That's what I'm talking about. Look at the same exact, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you guys think that Josh Brolin would be a good choice for the DCU's new Darkseid?
No.
No.
No, it feels like the most lazy, cheap way to try and create this illusion that you're going to get the MCU in the DC. And I don't even know if people want that. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know if that's the right path at all. It also is kind of weird that he's been linked to so many things lately. Like, not only has he already been to superheroes, but he was also linked to the Green Lanterns thing. So if they make him Darkseid, it really just seems like there's no plan. It's just...
they're just trying to get him in any role that he'll take. Because it then will seem like he didn't want the Green Lantern role because it wasn't prestigious enough. So then he would only be willing to play Darkseid. And then do you really want him being the villain in DC when he was already Thanos in Marvel? Like, that seems ridiculous. But I could see them doing it just because, like, at the end of the day, then Josh Brolin would be the top tier actor they have in the whole DCU then?
Probably be.
Because everybody else is like B and C list actors.
Now that I think about that, I guess you're right. I mean, they got Millie Alcock coming in to play Supergirl.
Yeah, but she's only linked to House of the Dragon.
Right.
Like, that's not really.
It's no disrespect, but most of these are like, you know, TV actors, you know.
I would agree with you guys. I think it feels lazy. And at this point, I think this is just a rumor, right? I mean, I don't think this has been confirmed by anyone, but I think it is a really lazy choice. Like, oh, well, he was Thanos in the MCU, so why not bring him in as Darkseid? It does feel really lazy. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, okay. So as someone who didn't really know any information about him being Darkseid until you had said that we were going to talk about it, I'm a novice on the subject, but I will say it to me, everybody's asking the question of, Will they do this? Would this be something they would do? And then, of course, you've got the people who are like, you'd be a moron if you believed this was a real thing. In my head, I don't really think you'd be a moron at all because we've seen crazier things. In my head, I mean, not to get on a tangent about it, I think that Tony Stark and Dr. Doom, that crossover there, to me, is ridiculous. So if that can happen in the universe of comic book movies, I could easily see a Brolin being double big bad guy, double big bald bad guy. Without a doubt.
Look at the frickin' forehead. I mean, that thing, that's like a block of wood. Wow.
Just changing up his different, like, obtuse skin color, and bam, he's just the new bad guy to take over the world. He's obviously good at it. We'll give him that. So, I mean, he gets the opportunity to do it again. Cool, I guess. But I think there'd be a lot of people who are really disappointed that they have to share Josh Brolin with the MCU, and it kind of is cheesy, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it just feels too similar. You know, Darkseid is already a villain that's pretty similar to Thanos in a lot of ways. He's kind of like the big bad of the DC world, right? Yeah, I'm definitely not on board with it.
I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Seems like we're recycling. I'm not saying he couldn't do it. It would be nice to see somebody come in, because the amount of CGI that's going to go into a Darkseid is going to be almost at the same level of Thanos. So now I'm looking at what kind of actor can nail that role besides Brolin. So if he does that, I think he'll be fine. But I know it seems like we're just going from one to another. It's like, oh, this guy played this person in DC. Oh, she played this in Marvel. So it's like this back and forth, hit or miss right now.